Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Wow, wow, wow. Before we go into this episode, I just have to say that it is incredible to see so many people moving through this month of August with us. Always, every time we do a 30-day challenge, I'm blown away by the feedback, by what people are saying, by what they're opening up to in their body every single time. And it's really exciting to see people also transferring over to the year membership, because right now, we're offering a 57% discount. That's a huge discount on this yearly price that essentially is giving you like 5 months free of just being able to get on this platform, get in one of the 11 plans that has different phases available so that you can continue to progress your way through and learn about your body. I show up for you every single month on doing these lives and educating on a different portion of the body so that you can help to understand. You can ask better questions if you go to the doctors or feel more empowered if you go to a physical therapist. I want you to have the tools within your body, and that's what people get to do on the Gen Health platform. It's really the place that we've brought the optimal body and the mobility method into one place. We're not, because those programs, they were great, but they didn't work for people. People didn't last. So now being able to bring it all in one place on the Gen Health platform, actually lead people through a calendar follow program where they don't have to think, you just show up on a day-to-day thing. I mean, it's been so incredibly fun to see. So if you're ever going to get into it, get in right now, sign up for the yearly price. We're going to drop the link below, and it is just $129 for the year membership. $129. Wrap your mind around what that breaks down to every single month. It's a 57% discount. So I hope that you take the opportunity to come on in, to join the community, and to continue to learn.
So I'm so excited to dive into this interview because it's really the first time that we really unpack genetics and how genetics can really impact our health. We're going to talk into topics like epigenetics and nutrigenomics. And if those words mean nothing to you, stay tuned because it's so insightful on how the decisions we make can impact our genetics and ultimately our health. We have today Dr. Yale Jaffe. Dr. Yale is globally acknowledged as a leading expert in the field of nutrigenomics. In 2000, she was part of the team that built the first lifestyle genetics test and since then has been responsible for building many others. She is the author of 4 books, The Power of Genetics, It's Not Just Your Genes, Genes to Plate, and SMP Journal. Yale has been published in multiple peer-reviewed scientific journals, hosts the Power of Genetics podcast, and is a highly regarded speaker in genetics. Yale built the first online nutrigenomics platform for clinician education and has developed and supervised genomics courses around the world. She has trained thousands of healthcare practitioners globally and also teaches at Rutgers University and the Maryland University of Integrative Health. In 2018, Yale founded 3x4 Genetics and now serves as its chief science officer. The company's practitioner-focused genetics platform offers comprehensive genetic testing, reporting and recommendations, clinician education and mentorship, and a practitioner community. 3x4 Genetics is setting the course of how people's genetics will effectively inform everyday decisions to improve health and optimize everyday performance. And 3x4 is doing something super kind, as Dr. Yale has offered us an extra code to get a discount on top of the biggest discount 3x4 has ever offered for this. So if you go down to the link in the show notes and use code OPTIMAL20 to get an additional $20 off, you can have this genetics test and get the information that can really start to impact the behaviors you make on a daily basis to impact your health. So if you hear anything throughout this interview that interests you, go grab that link and get your test, and it can really, really, really be so beneficial for you. Grab a piece of paper and a notebook and get ready to take notes because we dive in on genetics in this podcast.
Yale, thank you so much for being here. I mean, Dom and I just recently were able to do the genetic testing that you guys have. And oh my goodness, when we sat down and really unpacked it and each had our own individual sessions, mind-blowing. Really understanding the genetics behind our own health and our own bodies and what we have the power to I mean, just, I'm blown away. The knowledge, the education, the resource of what you're able to have, it was all really, really incredible. So we just really appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you. Thank you to both of you for having me here. And I have to say, when I did your feedback, looking through your genetic report with you, I was like, well, you know, you guys pretty much are self-aware about your body. I wonder if there's anything, you know, more that I can add, you know. So when working with people like yourselves who are so connected to how your body works and your health and your health journey, it was a little intimidating, I have to say, but hopefully you got a whole lot of extra insights that you didn't know about.
Oh, no, definitely.
Absolutely. I think no matter how self-aware you think or claim to be, there's always more information that, especially a session like that, can bring you. And so that was with your company 3X4, which I know we're going to talk a little bit more about later. I kind of want to start bare bones and just talk genetics, because I think it's especially present day and in health, it's something that gets thrown around all the time. And it's just this broad scope of genetics, or, oh, I inherited that, or, oh, I have a gene for this. But I don't think people actually really know what genetics is. And you being in the field of nutrigenomics, could you explain on that base level what a gene is or what genetics is, and how does nutrigenomics impact that?
Brilliant. That's a great place to start. So I'm actually, if you'll bear with me, I'm going to talk about like genetics, and then I'm going to touch on this word epigenetics, which also gets thrown around all over the place. Like Newsweek and Time and CNN, and no one knows at all what it means. So let's just make sure we like really understand what we mean by genetics and then epigenetics. So let's go back. So we have this amazing code in our body. It's like we talk about our DNA code. And what we actually mean is literally there is a code in our DNA. So like English has 26 letters in the alphabet, our DNA code has 4 letters, C, T, G, and A. And we write out this whole code, which we wrap up into what we call our chromosomes and put them into a cell. And what happens is, just like English, when we take a whole lot of letters and we put them together, we make a word. We put some words together, we make a sentence with sentences, with a paragraph, and eventually we land up with a story. And it's exactly the same with our DNA, that we take a whole lot of these genetic letters, we put them together, and they make, in the case of genetics, an amino acid, which is a building block of a protein. We put a whole lot of those together, we make proteins, and suddenly we have a story about how your body works. It's the story of your body. Now, the way genetics works, and what's so interesting to us today, is that at 99.9%, our DNA code is absolutely identical. So Jen, Dom, me, we have 99.9% the same spelling code. Oh. But at 0.1%, our spelling is different from each other. Now, 0.1% doesn't sound like a lot, but that means that about 3 to 4 million places in my story, I have a different spelling from the two of you. Mm. And when we have a different spelling, it can change something in our body. And it's these changes that we're interested in. So, for example, something we discussed, you can have a spelling change, which is just having a different letter. Instead of having a G, you've got a T. Mm-hmm. Right? That can change the way you metabolize caffeine. So for some of us, we can drink caffeine. Dom, I think it was you who was like, I can drink caffeine, no problem.
Yeah. Yep.
It's easy to metabolize. I can go to have a double espresso and sleep fine. Yep. Whereas for me, I really battle to drink caffeine and have a restful night. So that is just a spelling change. So what we look at when you order a genetic test, whether it's 3X4 or whether it's any genetic test, is we're looking for these beautiful little spelling changes, which give us insight into who you are and how you respond to the world around you. And the how you respond could be the food you eat, the supplements you take, the exercises you do, the recovery you take after exercise, trauma you've endured, stress you encounter, environmental toxins. Every single thing in our lives, we will be determine our responsiveness by these spelling changes. And that is actually what genetics is. Okay, but we're only halfway through, because I said I'm going to give you genetics. And it's really important that we understand that That is only one part of the conversation. So I've given you 50%. I call it the insight part, where I can take a test and find out who I am. Now we're going to deal with this word epigenetics, which actually really isn't that complicated. So epi is above. So epigenetics is everything that is above genetics, everything that isn't in my code. So when we talk about epigenetics, we're talking about how do our genes behave? How do our genes switch on and off? So again, like a perfect, I'll give you another example you can all relate to. You wake up in the morning, as we all do, and most of us will have a coffee, and we will make a choice. We will choose caffeinated or decaf or double or half calf. We'll choose what milk we want to have. So I woke up this morning and I had a half calf with a dairy cow milk in it. Now, the moment that dairy milk enters my body, the lactose in that milk is going to send a signal to my lactose gene. And the gene switches on like a light switch, and it makes a protein, lactase, which is an enzyme. And that's the enzyme I need to break down lactose in my milk. And then I had my coffee and I was absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. But someone might go in, have that milk, and when the protein is switched on, because there's a spelling change, it doesn't make exactly the same enzyme and we can't break down dairy as well. Mm-hmm. So what is important? One is knowing your actual code. But two, the real, real beautiful opportunity of changing our health lives in our ability to switch on our genes and switch them off. Because when we can switch on our genes and switch them off intentionally, we can really heal ourselves. So like with Jen and Dom, exercise is the most powerful, powerful way to switch on genes and even sometimes to switch off genes. So I always talk about insight and action. Insight is know your code, know your spelling changes, so you know who you are and where you want to focus your attention. But the other part is action. What should I do, knowing who I am, to switch on and switch off genes so that I can really experience optimal health? So I know that was a huge mouthful, but at least it kind of sets the scene for everything else.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think, I mean, you lay it out so well. And that's what we really appreciated when we were going through everything, is to have that understanding of the foundation so that we know where we get to build upon.
So I guess where I would want to try and chat into next would be nutrigenomics, because this is the field that you have studied in, and exactly what that is and what that means and how that relates to this foundational genetics that you just explained so beautifully.
Yeah, so imagine it's really the same conversation, Dom. It's just bringing the world of nutrition and supplements and food. And in fact, you know, my career has been built in this idea of nutrigenomics, but obviously I spend so much time talking about exercise, about environment, about meditation, about cold water immersion. So imagine it's not just nutrition, but it's really trying to find what is the relationship between our spelling changes, the food we eat, the supplements we take, the exercise we do, and our environment that we live in. And that is really the world of nutrigenomics. But actually, if you imagine another way, we could talk about like lifestyle genetics, because when I started on this industry like 2 decades ago, we just called it nutrigenomics. And in fact, I think for the first 15 years of my career, I was really only thinking about what is the relationship between nutrition and genetics. But one of the great epiphanies and like real aha moments for me in the last couple of years is understanding that it's not just the food I eat or the supplements I take or the nutrients I'm having that is going to change the way my genes switch on and switch off. It's actually every single thing I do. And, you know, when I realized that laughing or connecting with friends or hugging someone or sleeping or meditating or stretching was going to switch on and switch off genes, it made me realize that this concept of just nutrition and genetics was a little bit too small, and we needed to really bring it out into like literally everything we do in our diet and lifestyle.
I think that's perfect. And I love how we're kind of setting the stage for we have this code that's typed in, and then epigenetics, what switches these genes on and off, but also nutrigenomics, what lives within our environment and what do we do behaviorally that can also influence the readiness for those genes to switch on and off. And I think this plays into what happens kind of in our medical system today, where a lot of people see the genetic testing as testing for certain diseases.
Right. And I think that's where a lot of people start to then just blame their genes. And, well, I have, you know, I've been past this, so I'm never going to lose weight. Or, you know, I have this gene, so I'm just going to be prone to disease and that's going to be my life. Like, what is the reality of that being just that's what it is, and or I have the power to change?
Yeah, I mean, you raised two really, really good points. So one about medical genetics, which I'll touch on, and the other one, which please don't let me forget, is, you know, our genes are destiny. I really want to talk about that. But first, let's talk about medical genetics. So the genetics that really started out in our world was this idea that you would have this rare, and they often call it mutation, this rare genetic mutation that causes this big, awful disease. Now, the reality is, first of all, a mutation is just a spelling change. Just a spelling change, right? Instead of a G, maybe a T. Instead of an A, maybe a C. It's just a spelling change. But when we use the word mutation, it suddenly becomes this really big, scary thing. So I'm trying to use a word. But in medical genetics, you find these very rare spelling changes that by themselves have a very big impact on the body. And they can really kind of not totally cause a disease, but really drive an individual to having a disease. But these are very, very rare. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about what we call chronic diseases of lifestyle, cancer, heart disease, arthritis, autoimmune, thyroid, migraines, I can't think of chronic fatigue, those are not medical genetics. There is not one gene. And the one thing that drives me absolutely mad is when I see like another heading on another media outlet saying, we found the obesity gene, we found the heart attack gene, we found the Alzheimer's gene, and I'm like, no, it's not possible. Like, it's not possible. There is no one gene. It is a whole bunch of spelling changes that give us insight into how brilliantly or not so brilliantly our bodies are working. And then we work to be able to fix what our choices, our daily choices, to switch on and switch off genes. So the world of medical genetics is actually not what 99.9% of people are being exposed to. It's only when there is a very, very rare disease. And so we need to be very clear about that. The world that you, most of your listeners, in fact, like almost all your listeners will be exposed to, is what I call lifestyle genetics, which is this diet, lifestyle, exercise world.
Yeah.
So that's that one part, right? The second is, you know, even in when I started writing my career, there was this idea that your genes are set in stone. Like, I mean, you must have heard this so many times. Your genes are set in stone. It's your destiny. I inherit, you know, Jen, you mentioned it. Like, I can't lose weight because of my genes. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, the first book I wrote, it was called It's Not Just Your Genes. It was the first book I wrote because, first of all, there is no one obesity gene, right? There are so many genes that will influence how we eat, how we choose the food we choose, the hunger we experience, the fullness we feel, how we store adipose tissues, fat in our body, how we burn up energy and calories, how we expect it. So it's just like it's so varied and so interesting and deep that we can't say there's just one gene. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, remember, looking at your spelling changes gives you insight to who you are. So maybe for you, it's a little harder to lose weight. Maybe for you, it's actually a little easier to gain weight. But that doesn't mean it's not possible, because using action, diet, lifestyle, exposure, supplements, meditation, all these different things, we can change gene expression. So there is no such thing. So your sequence code will not change. So your spelling changes are what you have when you're born, and you'll have them when you die. But how your genes behave, you can change every single minute of every single day.
So incredibly important. And I know we did go through like six different systems to really understand how all these different pathways can play a role in, you know, in nutrition and how we're how food is impacting our system or any of those things. And so it's really getting that broader idea rather than just saying, oh, it's this one thing or it's this one gene. you know, really being able to open that scope and open that mindset of all of the changes that we can make and how that all impacts is so incredibly huge. And one thing I just need you to say as well, because you kind of, you know, touch on it with the medical stuff, but you know, another thing we hear as physical therapists is, oh, you know, my mom has back pain, so I'm going to have back pain. Or, you know, my dad had plantar fasciitis, so that's probably why I have it. Are those, you know, gene expressions of injury that can be passed down?
So injury actually has a very high genetic, what we call heritability. So heritability means how much does genetics actually count? Mm-hmm. And interestingly, injury has a very high heritability, probably around like 60 to 70%. So they're not wrong, Jen. When they say, you know, we have a family history of lower back pain or family history of Achilles or ACL or something, there's probably a lot in what they're saying. That does not in any way mean that that is their journey. Mm-hmm. It is simply one piece of the information that is highly useful and informative. And the reason we work with like elite athletes is to say, well, let's have a look at your, we always say like, focus on your strengths and take care of your weaknesses. So this is a perfect example. If we know there's a genetic susceptibility for an Achilles tendonitis, you're going to be working with Jen, making sure they're doing all the right functional training, all the right strengthening, all the right stretching at the right time in the right place to ensure that that individual doesn't go on to get an Achilles injury. So just because there's a susceptibility from the family, all it is incredible, insightful self-knowledge to make better choices, but definitely doesn't determine that you will go on to get it.
I mean, and that's something that we actually went over when we were going through my genetic coding, was that I am more prone to collagen breakdown or joint disease. And so realizing and being able to see that and say, okay, well, good thing I'm taking care of my body the way I do. And here are some supplements that I can add in, was really helpful to understand, you know, maybe some things that my mom has doesn't have to be my future if I continue to impact the choices that I'm making today.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have said it better than you did. And you said it perfectly.
Well, and it also just helps you start to make connections. I know that when we were talking through mine, you brought up the caffeine example, but similar to what Jen's saying, like she more recently has been moving away from doing a lot of this high intensity interval training to more strength based workouts and things that are slowing it down and doing more mobility. So often it will help, I would say, match up or make the behavior changes or things that might feel good in your life already make more sense. The one thing I want to ask you about, because I think it's something that, especially when we're talking in the world of medicine or in our space of physical therapy, we're essentially talking about behavior change most of the time. And I find that sometimes, regardless of how brilliant and how beautiful the information is that you can give people, we're still working with humans who have to make these behavior changes themselves. Like, do you believe that there are ways that we can package genetic information like this that can help drive true behavior change for people?
I mean, you're right. We're actually all in the same industry, all of us. And that is about, you know, how to change behavior. And that is the hardest thing of all, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons I love genetics and why I believe genetics has the potential to be so successful and is successful is because when I'm working with individuals, like, and I'm explaining to them what I'm finding in their genes, their spelling changes, it's their story. There is nothing more personal than your DNA. So, you know, often I'll say, well, you know, I battled with weight or I ran a marathon. It's like, that's my story. It has no relevance to you. But suddenly, when it's your story, it's your caffeine, it's your memory, it's your mood, it's your vitamin D metabolism, it's your gluten, it doesn't matter what it is, it's yours. And you know what? It's not going to change because your genes don't change in your lifetime, only your gene expression does. So now you have to make a choice because you have to take responsibility for your day-to-day choices. And that's why I love this idea of health isn't something that happens over years or months. Health is a choice we make every minute of every day. And people always say to me, is it too late? Is it too late to make better choices? And I'm like, it's never too late. Because the moment you make a better choice, you're switching on a gene that is doing something wonderful for your body. One of the reasons I love genetics is because there is a level of personal responsibility and connection where the individual understands that this is their story, that no one can change it except them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why genetics really is something that'll be so much part of everything we do going forward.
I mean, so clearly put, and always, like you said, going to be the hardest thing, right, is getting that choice, that movement forward. But being able to see this is way different than just picking up a diet plan and saying, here's this genetic diet plan that you need to start following, but you don't really have a connection to how and why that's affecting you. Yes.
Yeah.
And so...
Yes, the why. Isn't it just about the why? You know, like, yeah. It's not enough to just be told, eat this and do that.
Yes.
You've got to know why. I mean, absolutely.
And I think that's also where it can help potentially people who've suffered from, you know, being really overweight, but then suffering into an eating disorder as a result of trying all these different diets and being pulled around from all these different resources and information, and being able to sit down and say, okay, here is what my body actually does naturally, and here is what it likes, here is why it doesn't like certain things, and here's what I can start putting in. And it's that idea of addition, right? What am I putting in that's going to help my body rather than what am I taking out? And I think that's what I got a lot from our call as well, is what are the things that I could be adding in that's going to be really beneficial?
Yeah. And just to, you know, I was just, as you were speaking, I was thinking of another, and something else I always, you know, talk about is, if you imagine, so our DNA is what I call ancestral. It's old. Our DNA is old. It comes from evolution, right? It comes from a long, long time ago when we were living on the plains of Africa. We were hunter-gatherers. We were hunting for our food or picking up some berries and roots out of the ground. And our DNA has not changed very much since then. But of course, our environment has. So our exercise levels, how physically active we are, has changed dramatically. Our exposure has dramatically to toxins and pollution and plastics and everything in the world. And also, of course, our food source, you know, we used to have this amazing diversity. We used to eat close to nature. And so our food sources changed completely. So what actually has happened, and the reason we have the chronic disease that we have, is this disconnect between our ancient old ancestral DNA and this modern lifestyle. And what we're ultimately trying to do is to find the harmony of those two things, to bring them together. Because when we can match the foods that we, and the activity and the environment that matches our ancestral DNA, we will not be sick. We will have health. And I think that is the exciting challenge of working with this.
Now, I think you bring up a really good point in how our society and our technology has evolved way faster than our human genome or species or brain will ever be able to evolve. And how can we keep up our biological and physiological being with the pace of what is going on around us that we will just never be able to meet? And so I kind of want to come back around to what you guys do at 3x4, and we've kind of been talking about it here, this genetic test that Jen and I both took, and even just to talk about a specific example, because I know, you know, you say that when we get these panels, we're going to be able to come out with some specific recommendations on how you could benefit your health. And one of the things that it kind of came down to at the end of my call is you recommended sulforaphane, or a sulforaphane supplement, which I know is like this brilliant magic molecule that you love to talk about. And that related to some genes that came up for me that showed I really struggle at a cellular level with detoxification, and my body can struggle with inflammation. And so where are you able to find how my body is struggling at that cellular level? And why does sulforaphane help me out with that?
So if we just you know, think about you, Dom, and we don't use anyone else. So what we do is we always use this terminology of going upstream, but really it's called root cause analysis. So when I'm working with someone, I don't want to know if you've got diabetes, arthritis, or, you know, high cholesterol. It's actually the name of the condition is less important than the why. And we keep on coming back to the why. Like, why did it happen? Why did this happen in your body? Why do you have joint pain? Why are your joints sore? Why are you getting headaches? Why are you getting migraines? You know, so what happens is we start off with the cellular, which you refer to, like what is happening at the most core level of our body, which is in our cells. And there are four very important processes: detoxification, methylation, which is a bit of a tricky one to explain, I can explain that, inflammation, oxidative stress. And we want to make sure that every cell in our body is functioning at its absolute best, because if we don't, it doesn't matter whether we start talking about calories or activity or gluten or vitamin D, that is more downstream. We really, really want to make sure. So the way we build 3xPORT test is we start upstream with what we call our cellular processes. Excuse me. So we group genes together and we look at them to see how optimal is your inflammatory, or are you prone to more inflammation? Or with you, Dom, like I was concerned, like you may not be detoxifying. Now, of course, you and Jen live fantastic diets and lifestyles, but there's always fine tuning. So for some of us, there's a lot of work, and for some like yourselves, there's always fine tuning. That even with you, I could find places we could say, you know what, your detox genes are telling me that you are not optimally detoxifying any toxin that you're exposed to externally in the world, but also metabolites that you make in your body. And so that is an insight, right? So I found spelling changes in your report that gave me insight about why your detoxification is not working optimally. And then I made recommendations, which is the action part, on how can we switch on detoxification genes to help your body detoxify and get rid of toxins more effectively. So you know, we went to the beginning and we said genetics versus epigenetics. This is a perfect example. I understood what was happening with your detox and I gave you a recommendation. And yes, I love sulforaphane. It comes from our, for those of you who don't know, sulforaphane is this magic molecule that actually comes from our beautiful cruciferous vegetables, which is broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kohlrabi. And when you eat these vegetables raw, you chew them and you actually break down some compounds and you generate this molecule, sulforaphane, which by itself can not only switch on detoxification genes, but can switch on about 500 genes that help defend your body. So that's why I love this molecule so much. But you do need to eat these vegetables in a kind of a raw state, which isn't easy for everyone. Tom, I think I've lost track. What else did you ask me?
That was pretty perfect. I mean, all the way from, I love just how you go to the root cause. And I think that's where Jen and I just loved this initially, because I think that at first when we were approached about genetic testing in general, we always kind of roll our eyes because we're used to the medical genetics that you talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And when we started hearing more about it and how it was all about root cause analysis, and it's not just testing for diseases, it's testing for what's going on in our body on that root level that might point out why our body is developing in certain ways and what we can do on, you know, on a behavioral level.
Mm-hmm. Can I offer another case study? I'm giving a presentation later on the genetics of mental health and resilience. And so I have at the top of my mind this amazing case, in fact, two amazing case studies. And I would love, because I think they're both about weight and how we engage with the calories. So I thought maybe your listeners would be interested to hear about them.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to give you two examples of why genetics is, I always talk about we don't know what we don't know. So I started off as a dietitian before I studied genetics. And I was taught, you know, calories in, calories out, everyone gets the same amount. And if you follow a diet plan and do the right amount of exercise, you'll lose weight. And of course, you know, time told me very quickly that that's simply not true. That's just not true. That it's a much more complex conversation. So I have two case studies. The one I'm going to call Sandy. So Sandy has been overweight pretty much her whole life. And I mean, an overweight obese, so very, very overweight, has been dieting their whole lives and really goes up and down, up and down. But even at kind of the down, you know, we don't, it's not great. And when we look at Sandy's life, there's a lot of stress. There was childhood abuse. Exercise intermittently. As she got heavier, it got much harder to exercise, much, much harder. Has like three children. What's interesting about her children, she's got three children, two are overweight and one is very, very slim. So keep that in mind. Anyway, so we did the genetic test, and the way the test is done, you've got cellular, then we look at systems, which is mood and memory and glucose, insulin, hormones, histamine, is a whole lot of different things. Then we look at energy pathways, which is how do I consume calories? How hungry do I feel? How full do I get? How do I store calories? How do I burn up calories? Then we look at activity. So how you know, where's my exercise potential, endurance and power, my injury susceptibility, my recovery, all of that. And then we look at nutrition. So I'm just sorry, I probably should have said that earlier. Anyway, in Sandy's, it was absolutely fascinating because when I looked at her genetic report, and I was so sure what I was going to see. I thought that when I went to the section around calories, you know, which is, I would have expected to see, oh, this individual gains weight really easily. It's very hard for them to lose weight. They're very hungry all the time. And actually, I didn't see that, right? And yet, she's been battling with obesity her life. But here's what I did find. When I went upstream, right, root cause analysis, first of all, I found detoxification. So we have something in the 3X4 called follow the purple. So wherever the genes have the greatest impact in our report, it's in purple. So I simply went to look for the purple, as you'll know, Jen, Dom, from yours. Yeah. And I found inflammation and detoxification were very dark purple, right? So something in – so remember, inflammation is something that if you have this kind of low-grade inflammation in your body, it is extremely difficult to lose weight. You have to first resolve your inflammation before you can resolve the weight. And it's the same with detoxification, that if you are not detoxifying effectively and getting rid of endogenous, those toxins that come from inside our body and the ones from outside, you will really battle to lose weight. So that's the first thing I found about Sandy. But the other amazing thing was I looked at her mood and what we call it mood and behavior pathway. And in this pathway, we look at many things, but we're very interested in anxiety, depression, addictive behavior, OCD behavior. But what we really interested and find is these genes that affect what we call neurotransmitters. And neurotransmitters are our brain messages. So you must have heard of dopamine, serotonin, noradrenaline. They're basically molecules in our body that make us feel good. They make us feel happy and pleasure, and they make us feel content and contained. And when they're not working optimally, we will try and do things to make them better. So I think Jen and I had a conversation about this. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people will use exercise. It's really potent to push up their dopamine levels if they're not functioning optimally. Exercise, remember the switch on, switch off, will switch on the genes that make dopamine. But other people will use addiction, so alcohol or drugs. And others will use food, particularly carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, and sugars. And there is a real close relationship between eating that refined carbohydrate sugar diet and driving up serotonin and dopamine. And what I found in Sandy's report is a whole group of genes who in all different ways meant that her levels of dopamine and serotonin were very, very low. She wasn't good at utilizing dopamine. She wasn't good. She was degrading dopamine really quickly. So that means she was, in her whole life, she was always choosing things to try boost her feel-good hormones. And in Sandy's case, she was choosing carbohydrates and sugars. So that's just an example of how when we think we know about someone, we actually don't know. And you know, and especially in the world of weight, we should never just assume that when a person comes to us, that the only conversation we're going to have with them is about calories.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then does that make it so much harder for her to then try to make those other choices if she's not getting those dopamine effects. And she, you know, and it's easier to just get those quick hits from something like a processed sugar or a carbohydrate and continue to. So how does she then make that switch to start losing weight?
So now what we need to do, so with Sandy, there's a couple of things I want to do. The first thing is I've got to sort out inflammation and detoxification. Remember, root cause analysis. If you don't fix that cell, you don't stand a chance of anything else. So we're going to do an anti-inflammatory diet. We're going to do a detox program. So usually start with the detox program, anti-inflammatory detox, just to really get her baseline right. And then we're going to use some supplements that really are good for inflammation, like the omega-3s. And obviously in detox, we're going to use sulforaphane for sure, which really switches on that detox gene. But then we're going to focus a lot on dopamine and serotonin, because refined sugars is not the only way to boost dopamine. Mm. So we know that exercise can do it. Mm-hmm. But we also know things like meditation, cold water immersion, have also very powerful in terms of switching on dopamine. So we're going to look at what are the other things we can do, the other behaviors that will give you that feel-good hormone boost that isn't going to be carbohydrates. And there are some really good supplements like quercetin, which actually also really helps on boosting dopamine. So that is good. So that would be our approach, and not go after, especially in the beginning, not go after the calories. And it may be that Sandy never has a super slim low body weight, but we know there's a huge journey between where she is now and what that is. And mm-hmm. and that's part of kind of the dopamine management of, like, we need to find something that's going to be a lifelong way of boosting dopamine and serotonin.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that you know, it's kind of getting back to that idea of a healthy weight for you. And it's not yes. based on a look, it's not based on a number, it's based on, you know, what is going to be most sustainable for a lifelong journey.
Oh, amen to that. I mean, I think in my whole career, and genetics of weight is like my most passionate space, because of what you said, that when I was a dietitian and I was taught, like, we set everyone up for failure. You know, we had BMI and we had calorie numbers, and we were like, and we made not everyone, but we set most people up to fail. And then we made them feel like they were failing,
right?
That they had no willpower or no self-control. But actually, we set them up for failure, because the reality is there is no ideal weight. BMI is something that is used in research. It doesn't actually translate into reality. So what as health providers, our job is to really understand who our client is. Again, genetics super helpful for that. Have the insight, and then walk on that journey to health. And that journey might be a very long journey. It might be a bit shorter for others, but also, what does it look like? And health is defined by multiple parameters, you know, and also that health is a journey. It doesn't actually have an endpoint. Mm. So I think you're 100% right. You know, part of the joy is, like, if let's just move one step forward, let's make one better choice. Every minute of every day, we can make better choices, which we're going to. And so I think, you know, the weight conversation, you know, genetics really brings such another dimension to it.
Yeah. And I think in general, and what I love about the case study you gave right there is the weight story doesn't become about the number on the scale. It becomes about how you're feeling internally. And I think that in general is what a lot of people are seeking for, is just feeling good and healthy and vital in their bodies. And that's really what, in that case study, you're going to help Sandy achieve with that plan. And so we've been talking about 3X4 quite a bit now, and you mentioned the six buckets, kind of these six systems that you check, which are cellular systems, cardiovascular, energy, activity, and nutrients. I think it's something that's like 160 odd genes that you are kind of targeting to see if people have variations or deletions that might impact how their body operates in these six different areas. If somebody out there was interested in trying this test, where could they seek that out? Where could they find that?
Yep. So you did a great job. That's right. There's six categories. There's 36 health areas, and there are 157 genes, but you were super, super close. yeah, absolutely. So we actually have put together a special offer for the Optimal Body that maybe I can tell everyone about. So, perfect. I mean, of course, you can go to our website, but I want to make sure that you get the special that we put together for Jen and Dom. So what we've done is there actually is a summer special at the moment, but we're actually offering an additional $20 off the summer special. So the normal retail price for the whole test, everything that you've heard about, is $349, and it'll be available to your listeners for $279. So they really just there's a code, Optimal20, which I'm sure you will also make sure is written somewhere, Optimal20. Yes. If they go to our site and they use that code, Optimal20, they will get the price of $279, which we've never done before. It feels like Black Friday today. So we love working with you and we love your work. So we'd love to, you know, explore that further. And we also have set up a link where you can just go to the link and it'll automatically take you through the process, which is 3x4genetics.com/the optimal body. 3x4genetics.com/the optimal body. And I have to say one more thing that I forgot, that the first 50 listeners who do buy a 3x4 genetic blueprint and who there's a very short survey as you purchase it will also get a free book. So I've just earlier in the year published a new book called The Power of Genetics, which I think Jen and Don got their copy today, so they're on it. And the first 50 listeners who purchase a test and fill in the survey will be sent a Power of Genetics book as well.
And it's so cool. I mean, I keep saying this. It's like a children's book for adults. So it really makes it easy to break down, to understand it, to read through it, and to get a better understanding of everything we just talked about on the podcast today, even. And we're just so fortunate that you offered such an incredible deal to our listeners. Like, truly, it was incredible. I could already, as soon as we did it, I was like, oh my gosh, this person needs to do it. This person needs to. There was already like so many people I had in mind that would benefit from something, from just understanding and seeing this and then getting help based on what they learn. And it's so incredibly powerful. And you broke it down in such a brilliant way, as we knew that you would. So we really appreciate you, your time, you being here, the work that you're continuing to do for just everyone to continue to get helped.
Well, thanks so much, Jen. Thanks, Jen and Dom. It's, as I say, been a delight getting to know you and talking to you. And thank you so much for having me here today. And yeah, I look forward to our journey into this kind of genetic space and where it takes us.
Absolutely. Continuing to change behaviors worldwide.
Are you blown away? I am always blown away by listening to Yale talk and just the amount of information that we can unpack by really understanding our genetics. It is just going so much deeper and really educating ourselves on ourselves. So if you want to understand in this deeper way, please check out that link and that offer that they recommended. They are giving you $20 off. So with code OPTIMAL20. This is the lowest price that they have ever done, and they're only doing it for our community, which I'm just so grateful for. So please take this opportunity, splurge on yourself, get to know your body and understand in this deeper, complex way so you actually understand what tools you can use, whether it's food, nutrition, diet, exercise, so that you can best support your health moving forward.